First Thessalonians, one verse, but this is a very powerful verse as we think about, I can't get my mind off of Thanksgiving. Beyond just a holiday, it's a very holy doctrine and a very holy day, that every day is an opportunity to give thanks. And what's really interesting is the word grace is actually the word for Thanksgiving. It's the word for grace is charis, C-H-A-R-I-S. Thanksgiving is E-U, good, the results of good grace. That's actually what the word means. And it means it's continual. So it's E-U, then the word charis for grace, then T-I-A. And it really means a continual thanksgiving, a continual receiving of grace and operating in the grace of God and giving thanksgiving, having a thanksgiving. And it's really an amazing word, and it's used so often. So 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 18. How many of you have ever, like, asked a question about what is the will of God? Anybody here? I have. The rest of you are just playing some other, I don't know. No, what is the will of God? Well, I'm going to show it to you very simply in the Bible. This is amazing. What is the will of God? In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God. Say that. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. What's the last two words? Concerning you. Ooh. Thanksgiving. This is the will of God concerning you. And it really speaks about me having a real attitude of gratitude and response to grace. So, Father, bless our time tonight. We thank you. And thank you for Pastor Shaller. Just cover his traveling. Give him wisdom, strength, and just a word from heaven for those three cities in Finland. Just bless him as he goes, God. We thank you for the churches around the world. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Just thank God. I mean, what an opportunity for us to thank God. He's running. Neil Lockhart's running. He's not flying. I mean, I thank God. This ministry has 644 affiliate churches around the world in 80 countries. What do you say to that? Thank God. Thank God. It's a work of God. 644 churches over these 40 years. It's amazing what God has done and how these churches are reproducing churches and planting churches. We gave a challenge to people in India that there's 115 churches in the country of India. And I said in 5 years, every church can plant a church. So there's 230 churches in 5 years. And then everybody bring one. You know, there's a lot of people that have a lot of kind of programs to try to help a church to grow or have these ideas. You've got so many books on church growth. I really think there's only one book on church growth. I think I'm holding it in my hand. And you know, think about this. If in the year 2000, and what's the next year coming? 2018. Pastor Love, you got that right? 2018. What if everybody brought one person to Christ? Like, could you pray this prayer in the month of December and January? Everybody pray for one. And in 2018, everybody bring one. Like if everybody brought one, say we have on a Sunday morning with the two church services combined, 1,000 people. Is that right, Pastor Steve? 1,000, maybe more. Imagine that if every person, and we're going to still have our outreaches, our reaching out on different days of the week with the students and Bible college students and the Saturday morning. But can you imagine if every person said, I mean, do you think God would answer this prayer? God, will you give me one person this year? No, I'm not interested in doing that. It's absurd to even think that. That if everybody could bring a person to Christ and bring a person to church, that would be incredible. This is kind of the pattern that we've used in Africa, and we've seen this really be blessed by God. Everybody bring a person. You know, we have on Photograph Sunday, I remember one time we did Photo Sunday, but you had to get your photograph the next week. So you had to come for your photo and then come back for your photo. That time we had you. We had you, you know, and we had 120 visitors on Photo Sunday. I preached a message called, How Does God Picture You? It was awesome. Then we had, you know, come to church and get a loaf of bread. And we preached on Matthew 4:4. Man does not live by bread alone. And by the way, that's a big thing in Africa when you say, come to church and get a loaf of bread. You know, it's amazing. You say, oh, those are not the right way to do things. Well, why don't you go to Africa and tell me a better way? All right, you go there and then let me know what your ideas are. Maybe we'll implement them. Okay? But I love this verse, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God. We're going to talk about this at the wrap tonight, about the seven wills of God. The seven wills of God. What wills of God? Seven wills. Just to give you an idea, the perfect will of God, the permissive will, the operational will, the directive will. Okay, there's geographical will. And there's these different wills of God. And by the way, the seven wills of God are in contrast to the will of Satan, the will of the old sin nature, and the will of the world. And the word will is the word thelema in the Greek language. The M-A always means it's the result of something. The will is the result of something. God's will is the result of God himself. But here it says, in everything give thanks for what? This is the will of God in Christ Jesus. Why does it have to say me there? Concerning you. Concerning us, this is the will of God. To just give thanks, to be a person that has thanksgiving. I was speaking to somebody on the telephone today in a very disruptive country. And they were just saying, oh, thank you for calling me. And thank God for what he's doing. Thank God for the trial, for the problems we are facing. Thank God for the situation. Thank God for the dictatorship. Thank God. I'm like, thank God for tanks, you know, being around and the army taking over. Thank God. And it wasn't Southern Africa either. But they were just thanking God. And I was so built up by what they were saying. And sometimes we can look at that and say, oh, that's so, yeah, okay, whatever, Pastor Shabelli. We know all about that and everything, you know, but like, let's be real. No, you be real. I'll live in truth. Are you with me? Let's be real. One time I was in the country of Qatar. And I was sitting in a Kentucky Fried Chicken. They have them in the Middle East. Kentucky Fried Chicken, it wasn't bad. And the guy came up and handcuffed me because I gave out one of these. I gave out a gospel tract, and immediately, I would say within 7 to 8 minutes, I was with Pastor John Shermer. And he said to me, I've been working in the Middle East for 10 years, and nothing's ever happened to me. I come on one trip with you when I'm in jail. I said, Pastor Shermer, that's the way it is. That's what can happen to us. God's going to use it. So they do their interrogation stuff. You know, they love to interrogate you to try to break you, but that's not possible. That's not going to happen. And so they sent us to a man, and this man said, I'm going to determine how long you're going to go to jail for. I'm thinking to myself, that's nice. You know, I can't say that I wasn't a little bit concerned. A little bit, you know, this is the will of God concerning you. I'm not saying that I gave thanks at that point. But you know what happened? As I was talking to this guy, this is the track. He says to me, could you come in the back room? I said, sure. And he goes into his wallet and he pulls out a piece of paper and he unravels it. He said, when I was in Detroit, Michigan, somebody gave me one of these. He says, I'm letting you go. From one track to another. Isn't that something? And that's a true story. Pastor Steve Merlo can tell you about what happened to us in the country of Jordan. Are you here tonight? Where are you? Oh, you're way over there. Are you hiding from me? He can tell you what happened passing out gospel tracts in Jordan. They kept us for a couple of... It's amazing. They let him go, and they kept me. Was I thankful? Not necessarily. But it was interesting. And I know I'm talking about some crazy things, but I was thankful for the inside lane on I-95 tonight. Because, you know, the two lanes when you're coming down to the church, there's two or three lanes this way. And people, I mean, I can't believe how people drive. I mean, I was going like 65 or 68, and there was people, I couldn't even see them when they went by me. That's how fast they were going. And they're just cutting across two or three lanes at a time. I thank God for the inside lane. And the inside lane can lead you to the breakdown lane. So even if you have to use that, I can thank God for everything. In everything, give thanks, for this is what? This is the will of God concerning you. And as Pastor Shallow said it so beautifully today, he says we're not thankful for everything, but we're thankful in everything. Amen? We're thankful in everything. I'm not going to ask for certain things, like he said, like, keep my name out of this when you're doing this prayer for Job. You know, this is my name. Don't put my name in there, all right? So we are thankful. We are thankful in everything. And by the way, Paul is the one that keeps talking about thanksgiving, and he's the one that went through more difficulties. We were talking about this about 4:30 today, myself and Pastor Scheller. He went through incredible things in 2 Corinthians 11:18 to 12:10. He went through, you can count, 40 things he named he was in. And he's the one that's talking about thanksgiving. He says it in Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. This is amazing, right? He's talking about thanksgiving again. Be careful or anxious for nothing, but with everything, prayer and thanksgiving, supplication, let your requests be made known unto God. Paul is saying thank you. And he's in prison. He's locked up in prison, and he has thanksgiving. And I really believe when we develop and we let God put this in our hearts through the Spirit and the Word, God can add so many things to our life if we are just thankful for some of the basics in life. You know, we're looking sometimes always, you got this, I want that. I won't be satisfied until I get this. Or I've got this, but I want that, you know. And I just want to be thankful. Aren't you thankful that you're born again? Did you ever read the Bible about hell? Have you ever just avoided that? Or have you ever read about hell in the Scriptures? I am so thankful that I'm not going there. How about you? Aren't you thankful that you're born again? That you're saved? Aren't you thankful that you have an eternal purpose? Did you say hallelujah, George Hayes? Yes, we have an eternal purpose. I'm thankful I have a church. Hello. I'm thankful that I have a church. I came to this church in 1977, 40 years ago. By the way, you think you're going to get me out of here? You ought to try. I won't even go at gunpoint. No, I'm thankful for the ministry of Greater Grace. And many people in other churches around the world, you should be thankful for your church. I meet people all the time and they tell me, I go to church, I love my church. I say, keep going. I don't invite them. I say, keep going. You're thankful for your church. I'm thankful that I have a church. I'm thankful for my wife. Hello? By the way, and even if you have somebody in a marriage and things aren't going well, how about being thankful? How about being thankful? This is the will of God. You know, did you ever meet critically analyzing people? Oh, they walk into any situation, into any relationship, even into a church or a business, and the first thing they do is they've got to analyze and criticize. Instead of just being thankful, they could walk into the place. There's no thanksgiving at all. Philippians 4:6, he says, always. Ephesians 5:20, being thankful always for all things. Colossians 3:17, as we heard today, whatsoever you do in word or in deed, have an attitude of thanksgiving. Thank you. And here's an interesting thing. In Luke 17, there were 10 lepers standing afar off, and they came. And you know what? Jesus told them, go to the priest. This is in the Mosaic law. Go to the priest. He's the one that told them to go. One came back, fell on his face, giving thanks to God and glorifying God. And the one who told them to go to the priest said, where are the nine? You see, you got to go beyond religious exercises. Where are the nine? Only this one returned, giving thanks to God and glorifying God. See, giving thanks to God glorifies God. Only this one. Where are the nine? That tells me that maybe out of 10 people, Even saved people, maybe only is only one thankful. There's only one. I don't know. I'm not saying that we can equate Luke 17 with that very option at all. But it's interesting to me. So thankful. A thankful person is not critical. A thankful person is not analytical. A thankful person is not grumpy and just, you know, just walking around as a big old grump. You know what that means? You know, just everything. Oh, this happened. What about that? Did you see what happened to gas prices? Thank God that you have a car to buy gas for, regardless of the prices of gas. Have you seen what happened to the price of a loaf of bread? Thank God you can eat. Hello? Thank God you're able to put food in your mouth and swallow it. I've been in situations where I couldn't do that. It's not so much fun. Thank you. Thank you, God. Being thankful for friendships and relationships, and thankful that we have a Bible. You know how many people that are born again in this world that do not have a Bible? There's millions of them all throughout China, in different places behind certain curtains that I won't name. Okay, I'm not saying Iron Curtain, but certain places, there's no such thing as a Bible. One time a person came to me and they said, what happened after Acts 17? I said, what do you mean? They said, I only have up to Acts 17. Can you find me a Bible that has more than Acts 17? It stopped. Somebody either ripped it out or it got lost. And are you thankful that you have? Yeah, I'm thankful I have a Bible, but I never read it. Well, you're not really thankful then that you have a Bible. Hello? Thankful. Are we thankful that we can pray? That God hears our prayers? Little old hello? I'm thankful that people that sleep in church, at least they're here. Just woke a few of you up. Huh? Thankful that you're here. At least you're here. Something's taking place. I'm thankful. I'm thankful I can pray. I can pray to God. This is the will of God. I'm thankful that God loves me. Are you thankful that God loves you? Are you thankful that God gives you grace? Are you thankful that God is faithful? Are you thankful that God has won a victory over the devil, the world, and the old sin nature? Are you thankful for the students in your Christian school? I don't hear you. Yes, he said. Yes. The teacher is thankful that they have a classroom to meet in. I've been in some Christian schools overseas, and there's just some bamboo branches above people's head, and every 3 or 4 minutes, they get a mouthful of dust. Thankful. Being thankful. This is so important. I need more money. Be thankful for what you've got. Hello? And there's always those kind of people. They always need more. I didn't get a raise.
You didn't get a raise. Oh, I'm so sad for you. And I know that can be, you know, taken a wrong way. But thankful. Being thankful.
You don't know what, do you know what these kids are like? Do you know what my children are like? Be thankful that God gave you children. Amen? He gave them to you. Be thankful for the city that we live in. That doesn't sound too loud. I'm thankful for the city of Baltimore. I'm thankful for Maryland. I'm thankful for the United States of America. Hello? Are you with me? Oh. When I go to Africa, I'm thankful that people even try to attempt to make spaghetti sauce when I arrive in their village. Sometimes there's things moving in it. Sometimes there's things that don't look like it. Sometimes there's things that don't taste like it. But I'm just so thankful. One time I was in a village one time. It's the village that I tried to give away, Kathy Ryan. Because the chief had 17 wives and had never seen a woman with red hair. And he kept pointing to her. And I was just going to play with this a little bit because I wanted permission to speak the gospel in the 10 villages that the chief controlled. So I kept going to him like this, pointing to her. I wasn't going to do it, but I was just kind of like playing a little game. You know I would never do something like that. Especially to Kathy, one of my best friends ever. But I was very thankful that I had a guy sitting next to me because the guy came out with the meal, the special meal for the visitors from overseas. And when I looked in the pot, I saw whiskers. And I realized what he had given us, the great delicacy that they so much treasure, that's only given to people that come from other countries. And I was thankful there was a guy next to me that would take my plate and eat what was in my plate and put it back before the chief looked. I had an empty plate. He said, "Did you like it?" I said, "Yes. It's great. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, God." So, thank you, God, for Pastor Francis Arheen was sitting next to me that could eat anything. He could eat anything. It happened to be, you know the story, when I was in a certain country, I brought a piece of meat with a loaf of bread, and I cut it, got some tomatoes. I was going to make myself an Italian grinder, not hoagie, grinder. And I brought it back, and I tried to cut it. I tried to bite it. It didn't bite. I tried to cut it. It didn't cut. So I went back to where I bought it, and I said to the guy selling it, "Who is this?" He goes, "What do you mean by that?" I said, "I don't know. There's something unusual about this meat." Thank you. Thank you that I could bring it back and leave it there, not knowing exactly what it was. But what an opportunity that we have. Thank you. You know, if one day there was no church, we could never meet again, you would be amazed how many people would be so thankful for having a church to come to on Sunday morning, 9 and 11, and Sunday night at 6:30, and Wednesday night at 7:30, and rap sessions and a Christian school. If this was gone, it would be amazing. And we know it's not going to happen, and we pray. But I'm saying, it's amazing how when something is removed, you know, how thankful all of a sudden that which I was never thankful for becomes something I totally am living in thanksgiving for. Thank God for the person sitting next to you. Look at the person next to you. Are they awake? Thank you. Thank you for that person. Huh? Thank you for that person. Thank you for the person that's sitting there next to you. I just love this. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12. Paul said at the in that epistle, "I thank God. I thank God. For it was committed to me, the glorious gospel. And that I thank God that he enabled me. I thank God that he put me in the ministry. I thank God." He kept saying he thanks God. And what he went through in his life. If I'm in a test, the test isn't going away, but I could have a bad attitude about the test go away by having an attitude of what? Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. This is so important in all of our lives, to have this attitude of thanksgiving. When Jesus came to the tomb of Lazarus, he just prayed to his father in John 11, I think it's verse 25. He says, "I thank you, Father, for you hear my prayers." And he was thanking his father because he knew he was going to raise his friend Lazarus. That's amazing. Thank you. He thanked God. He thanked his father in Matthew 11, 24 and 25. "I thank you that you have given your wisdom to babes, for so it seems good in your sight." That God gives us his wisdom in every situation. We have the wisdom of God. Thank you, God. We have a word from God. We have healing that comes from God. 9 go, 1 comes back. And not only is he healed physically, he's healed spiritually. He's delivered spiritually. An attitude of thanksgiving. We're going to pray for people that are sick, and I can be sick physically, and I can be sick mentally, and I can be in a place where I need to be delivered. You know, there's some people that, you know, they haven't laughed in years. When's the last time you had a good old laughing fit? You know, all you got to do is just kind of, you know, it's amazing. I sometimes you look at people's faces and it looks like concrete. You know, only a jackhammer could break it open. But really, God wants us to have joy. The joy of the Lord is our what? It's our strength. And having joy, and I'm not talking about something that is artificial and external only, but a joy that comes deep in the heart, that I am just thankful. How come the pastor doesn't talk about this? How come that? How come this? What about that? How come we don't do this in the service and that in the service? You know what? Just be thankful you can come to church. Amen? Be thankful you can come to church. Rather than trying to figure out what you think should take place in the church, and you never even pastor one second in your life. It's amazing. Thank you, God. I thank God for Pastor Ron Swingle. I came to Baltimore in 1993. I had no place to stay. I knew I had to leave my home church because of certain things that happened. He opened up his basement for me. Do you remember? Do you remember that? I came to stay in your house and you never fed me. No, I'm just joking. I was thankful that you put a roof over my head.
You didn't pay me either.
I didn't pay him either. It was free. And he's trying to collect now. You're not going to get it because you're going to live in Thanksgiving. He's twisting my arm. No, I thank God. He just said, stay here. Stay here. And I decided I'm going to move to Baltimore. Maybe if he had said no to that, maybe I never would have come. I don't know. But he opened up his house for me. And we moved. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you for every trial. Thank you for the test, okay? In it, I can have Thanksgiving. By the way, you don't have to fear tests and trials because you can have this attitude of Thanksgiving in it, and that's when Satan flees. By the way, does the Bible say that all things are for your sake? Where? 2 Corinthians 4:15. Listen to this verse as we close. And we prepare to pray for people as they come forward. All the pastors will come down. All things are for your sake, that the abundant grace through the thanksgiving of many would redound to the glory of God. For which cause we faint not, though our outward man is perishing, the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction is but for a moment, and it works for us a far more exceeding weight of glory. For we look not at the things that are seen, but the things that are not seen. The things that are seen are temporal, but the things that are not seen are eternal. Thanksgiving redounding, coming back. Thank you, God. Thank you for this situation. Thank you for this, what's going on in the marriage. Thank you what's taking place in the family. Thank you when I look at the checkbook. Thank you. Thank you, God. Really, this is the will of God. This is what he says here. I'll read it again. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. So let's stand. We'll pray first for salvation. And then as God leads you, do you desire to come and the pastors could get the oil and we could have a little background music. And Father, we thank you tonight. Thank you that you've given us a gospel. Thank you that people can say yes to the gospel. Thank you for eternal life. Thank you for the gospel of grace. Thank you. If you are here tonight, you've never received Jesus Christ, or you're on the internet, maybe there's thousands of people that watch. You can say, Jesus, save me tonight. I thank you, God, for sending your Son. The Father sent the Son. Thank you, Father in heaven. The Son gave his life for the lost. Redemption. Jesus, you can pray this prayer on the internet or here. Jesus, save me. Come into my life and live in me. I want to be born again, a spiritual birth. Thank you. Thank you for saving me. That's your prayer with our eyes closed, our heads bowed. Just put your hand up. You've never done that before. Jesus, save me. Jesus, save me. Save me. On the internet, Jesus, save me. I met somebody the other day, just as we're thinking. They said to me, Pastor Stevens led me to Christ 23 years ago. And they had such an attitude of thanksgiving. Thank you. As we are here tonight, we believe what the one leper did. He gave glory to God. We believe that God heals. Thank you, God. We believe God touches. We believe God changes. We believe that Jesus makes us whole. We believe that Jesus can remove our past, forgetting those things that are behind, for spiritual healing tonight, healing physically. We're praying for someone tonight who's got a serious problem. God, you know who it is, and just pray, just touch that person's pancreas. God, just deliver.